Blog Talk Radio. Empowered Love with author, self-mastery coach, and relationship expert, Melanie Tanya Evans. Take back your power, heal your soul, and set yourself free. Free through Empowered Love. And now your host of Empowered Love, Melanie Tanya Evans.
Hi, I'm Mel, and welcome to another Empowered Love radio show. And today's radio show is about the female narcissist. And this is a radio show I've wanted to do for some time. And it's one many males have asked for. And I also think it will be an interesting subject for women as well. Over the years, there have on occasion been men who have accused me of focusing on recovery for women only. And the truth is, guys, I have not been leaving you out, because everything I produce in this community is for anyone who's been abused. And even though I have thought about doing this radio show for a while, there is a reason why it hasn't been a major priority, which has got nothing to do with being sexist and leaving men out. And also, please know in no way that will detract from what I'm going to be sharing here with you, because it is my greatest intention to provide as much richness and depth that I can in regard to female narcissists. Rather, the reason was this. When we look at evolutionary healing and evolving ourselves beyond our wounds, it really is about seeing our abusers as symptoms and then doing the much needed work in our own being regarding our own childhood and generational traumas, which unknowingly have created us as susceptible to narcissists. And I've found over the last almost 10 years in this community that whether we are men or women, this is a consistent truth required to heal for real from narcissistic abuse. It is definitely not gender specific. Whenever I produce an article, video, radio show, or healing program, it caters in equal ways to both genders. In fact, I am also writing for all members of the gay community as well, because I recognize that men and women can be narcissists, and victims are men and women of all ages within all cultures and all sexual orientations. Also, I haven't singled out female narcissists specifically, because the manifestation of narcissism is narcissism, just as I haven't created any production specifically about male narcissists. The narcissism manifestation, regardless of gender, is this: a conscienceless person trying to get narcissistic supply, hooking you in order to do so and extracting energy and resources from you in the process, as well as turning the tables of their atrocious behavior on you with methods that attack the gaps of your as yet unresolved traumas and insecurity. You know, that's the stuff that we've all carried, which is also known as our weak spots. This happens to both men and women, and the results are the same: a more fractured sense of self, addiction to the narcissist, and a severe confusion, anxiety, depression, and complicated post-traumatic stress disorder. And the healing of this in quantum ways, which I bring to this community via the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program, which is also known as NARP, is identical regardless of whether you are a man or a woman, or whether or not you were abused by a man or a woman. The reason being because the healing is all about tracking through your body to the original wounds, releasing the energy of them, and reprogramming them with your superconscious self, which has the power to heal what we can't heal cognitively. Then we shift out of the trauma and into a new life, which is what NARP facilitates. Interestingly enough, 20% of all NARP members in this community are men, and they comprise of both gay and straight guys. So let's have a look at our next section, which is, this is not about demonizing women or anyone, and I really want to make that clear, because I'm actually loath on some occasions to talk about narcissists in depth or have this community put too much focus on them, because I know that every minute we are focused on them, we are denying ourselves our own love and healing, which is what true recovery necessitates. The more we demonize them with our focus, the more we damage ourselves, truly. It's like taking poison every day and expecting them to drop dead or meet their maker. And this is totally wrong town, I promise you. Also, some of these key points regarding narcissism does not necessarily make a person a narcissist. There are attractive women who take care of their appearance who are not narcissists. Just as there are highly successful men with acquisitions and who have status, power and nice things who are not narcissists. Additionally, anyone can have an unconscious moment and act inappropriately when triggered into a wound, but that does not mean necessarily that they are a narcissist. It may just mean that they have a wound triggered. And it's so important to know. So this ridiculousness happens when people focus only on learning about narcissists. They start to think narcissists are everywhere and any little sign means someone is suspect. These witch hunts never happen with people who do the work in their own being to become authentic and powerfully wholesome in their own skin and begin to show up without young, derailed wounds. And that's our goal, totally. And it is never about demonizing. It is more about taking the personal hate and resentment out of it and realizing that these people act the way they do because they are severely damaged, generally caused by abusive or intensely neglectful childhoods. Therefore, I'm not going to lower myself to the name-calling of female narcissists or the degrading of them in this article and radio show, and I hope you don't either, and especially not in your comments on this blog post that will be going up on the blog. And ultimately, our recovery is not about working out who is or isn't a narcissist and turning our hate, resentment, and anger towards them. Rather, it is about freeing and healing ourselves to the level where we can show up and generate healthy life relationships and events as a result of speaking up, trusting ourselves, clarifying, and being whole, solid, and healed enough in our inner identities to walk away from things and people who aren't healthy. As such, within this article and radio show, this is a recognition of who they are and what they do, as well as, I hope, bringing to all of us the understandings of how we may be unconsciously colluding and playing out our part in this as well. Because that's just so important to understand for our recovery. It truly, truly is. So where this article may help you in regard to abusive females, this article is about the similarities and the differences between male and female narcissists. But please do not believe for one moment, if you're a heterosexual guy or a gay female, that knowing all the warning signs about a narcissistic female is going to protect you, because it doesn't. In fact, if your focus is exclusively on learning about narcissists, who they are and what they do, and is not about coming inside your own being, self-partnering and loving yourself enough to heal your own generational and childhood wounds, which unconsciously left you open and susceptible to narcissists, then you could be in for a very hard time. Firstly, you will not be healing from the trauma. You can only try to manage it. And secondly, your intense focus makes you more likely to fall for a cunning narcissist again. Why? Because your soul has one agenda and one agenda only, to evolve you. beyond the level you were previously living at that was not allowing you to be free to be your truest self, which means bringing forth the exact personalities who will push on these unconscious wounds to make them conscious so that we can finally heal them. If you are currently with a female narcissist, this article will be more useful in that it can help you recognize the truth of who you are with. And the first step to recovery is realizing cognitively who you are dealing with and that you do need to leave. Then the real work within ourselves can be committed to after that. So let's check out how female and male narcissism manifests as the same. So in this section, I want to make it really clear that the bigger, deeper, most impactful stuff about narcissism is consistent with male and female narcissists. The following, I believe, is the number one criteria regarding is someone suffering from incurable narcissistic personality disorder or not. And this is the one thing that differentiates them from people who are not narcissistically personality disordered, regardless of them acting out their unresolved trauma, because all wounded people, when triggered, can act selfishly, and despite them being needy for outside energy from other people. But these are both things that narcissists do as the very trademarks of narcissism. However, there is one thing that separates a person who is just emotionally wounded from an individual suffering from narcissistic personality disorder. This. I will take the responsibility to realize I can come inside my own being to meet and heal my wounds and work on myself in order to change my life. Again, this is it. This is the one criteria of somebody who is not narcissistically personality disordered. It's this, I will take the responsibility to realize I can come inside my own being to meet and heal my wounds and work on myself in order to change my life. A person suffering with narcissistic personality disorder will never genuinely do this. Their ego take over, ferociously guarding the evidence of the shameful, shriveled up true self that the narcissist has attempted to kill off and bury and hide will not allow them to expose their damaged parts to anyone genuinely, and certainly not themselves, because that threatens the entire precarious false self structure they've erected in the true self's place. And there's no way knowing that they are going to do that. So it's huge. It's really, really huge. So that's how you know, apart from the extreme, crazy, cruel, inhumane behaviour, that most people are not capable of thinking, let alone doing. And that's a manifestation of what's going on within that person. So the true and only determinant is this person willing to meet, love and heal and resolve their inner being, including everything they would rather not face about themselves? Namely, their wounds, which are causing the mayhem, destruction, and pain in their life and for others. That's the question. And that is the deal for both male and female narcissists. Additionally, both female and male narcissists size up their targets. They know how to appeal to exactly what that person wants to hear and receive. Fact find a person's weak spot. Reduce and control a person with their weak spots after initially feigning to support them. Discredit people, things and dreams important to you after initially feigning to be supportive of these passions in your life. Need constant ego feeding with stuff, attention, significance, their version of respect and acclaim. Punish mercilessly when the false self is not fed adequately. Do the push-pull game, I reel you in and then I cast you out. Are capable of taking out masterful smear campaigns against you, are controlling, possessive and insecure, can leave you stripped emotionally, mentally, and financially. Commonly position the children against you and attempt child alienation. Project blame and argue with you in ways where you feel like your head is spinning. Refuse to be durably accountable. Harbour and keep bringing things up to punish you with, despite saying they were resolved about it in the past. Play tit for tat, delivering punishments that do not fit the crime, except in their own heads, of course. Act outrage and react nastily on a hairline trigger. Make you feel like you are damned if you do and damned if you don't, and that this person can never be truly happy. Toss you into the gutter without a second glance when they cannot get what they want anymore, and or you have been replaced with a better source of narcissistic supply, because that is what false selves do. This is how insecure egos with no functional true self at the helm behave. Because narcissists are insatiable emotional voids that can never create their own stable, solid, or peaceful feelings. They always need something to try to get there. Okay, so let's get into the meat of this radio show. And please know, but before we do, just know all of that stuff is male and female narcissists. And all of the effects of that, the shattering of our inner being and our lives emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, is all identical as well, whether we're male or female and whether or not we've been with a male or a female. So in this, I'm going to be referring, I just want you to know, I'm going to be referring to the partners of narcissistic women in the male gender sense, simply because it is easiest to do that. So gay women, please know this article is also for you, just as it is any woman who may have had a narcissistic woman in her life in any capacity, not just a love relationship sense. All right, so the differences between male and female narcissists. So at this point, you may be wondering why I am even writing the article or doing this radio show if the narcissism manifestation is the same. And truly, the results are just the same. As I said, people get just as devastated, traumatized, and ripped to pieces by narcissistic men and women, because narcissistic abuse is narcissistic abuse. Despite this, within this community, very occasionally, men have jumped up and down with, but it's the narcissistic women who get the children and trash their partners. No, not true. I promise you, I am a woman who was financially throttled by two narcissistic men. And I also have dear female friends who are going through the most horrible matters you could conceive of regarding their children at the hands of narcissistic men. In fact, it's common. So please, guys, do not believe for one moment that the finances and children just comes from narcissistic women. Okay, let's have some unity here, because I promise you, the narcissistic abuse community is all in this together, regardless of gender. So what can we talk about here? The different ways females do narcissism, which actually has nothing to do with narcissism itself. It simply is to do with being female. Please be aware, though, that there is still an overlap. Most of what I describe is what male narcissists do also. In the really obvious ones, which you believe are just women traits, I may mention throughout the article and radio show that the male narcissist is capable of it too, just so that you do realize. So let's start off with narcissistic female appearance. The most obvious difference is women can use feminine wiles. Female narcissists know that the average male is very visual, and as such, perfecting her looks is often high on her agenda. However, the same can be said for male somatic narcissists, gay or straight, who use their physical beauty to snare potential mates. Because a female narcissist does not have an inner sense of self, just like her male counterpart, she constantly needs to get feedback from outside of herself about her worth. Often worth for a woman is about her physical appearance. Look at our advertising magazines, movie stars and celebrities. Is it any wonder that female narcissists who suffer terrible self-esteem and insecurities from a very young age can make it so much about their looks? It's totally not. Our society created that so much. So, these women may be prone to cosmetic surgery, dieting, excessive exercise, and even eating disorders in order to maintain their looks and bodies in order to seduce people. Also, having the right label clothes and accessories can be very important to her, regardless of her credit card bill. Of course, all of this is hiding a crippled inner self who feels intensely ugly, unlovable and unworthy on the inside, despite people thinking that she is intensely confident and even provocative and highly flirtatious. These are all gross overcompensations for how she really feels about herself. These women have the tendency to use their looks to gain regular narcissistic supply to try to offset the torment of having no inner identity as a prop to feed the false self. It is usual in regular times of feeling empty and hollow on the inside that they will do new selfies to post on social media in order to gain fresh attention and outer validation, again making them feel worthy for a short time until the next dose is needed. Another trademark is that she can't be seen without makeup. Narcissistic women use their looks and sexuality to get what they want. This differs to most narcissistic men who traditionally use power, acquisitions, status and intellect because, of course, these attributes are attractive to women. Narcissistic women, simply because they are women, with the deep inner DNA fears of survival and security, all women have these generationally, focus on a man's wealth. Someone who is generous enough to want to provide for her and make her happy, who she will be able to play the entitled, what is yours is mine game, while securing a highly materialistic lifestyle that will help both bolster her false self's worth. Narcissistic women want successful, hardworking, good, provided guys as their partners. Or if this is not the case, it will be something else that she wants in order to feel better about herself. It may be lifestyle, connections, a roof over her head. And if these men have had a history of struggling to lay boundaries, not wanting to disappoint other people, a propensity to keep the peace rather than speak up or assert their own needs, then she has hit the jackpot. Let's have a look at narcissistic women and sex. Narcissistic women know that most men's weaknesses are sex and female beauty. And she will come on strong like the adoring princess he wants in everyday life and a vixen in the bedroom. She will set out to convince him about the emotional connection and sex and that what they share is unique and phenomenal. Narcissistic men can do this too, appeal hugely to a woman's sexual appetite with his charm and charisma and sexual finesse. Little does the partner of a female narcissist know that once hooked, sex becomes less and less frequent and commonly almost non-existent. Sex for her is a tool to get what she wants as a form of control and to use to punish by withholding. So the slight variable here with narcissistic men is although they do the same, they can also use sex to abuse, degrade and humiliate partners. And narcissistic women can do that as well. At the start, when she is idolized, her newest source of narcissistic supply is amazing. It is easy to shower him with attention and sex and be caught up in her love rush. Because, as far as she's concerned, she'll be thinking, you are the best narcissistic supply ever. That's what she's told herself. Yet, when that wears off, she will have already started devaluing and discarding him emotionally, which diminishes the sexual connection. And it is not beyond her to create new sexual hookups with fresher sources of narcissistic supply whilst having her secure, stable and successful nice guy at home. Narcissistic women are less likely to have other sexual partners than narcissistic men, however, they are still capable. Non-intimate sex is the perfect source of narcissistic supply for her because she can be admired and told how beautiful she is with men going gaga over her. That's like really helpful for her ego. The truth is, any settled down relationship will usually lead her to withdraw sexually because true intimacy and being naked with someone without a mask is not what she can endure. So let's have a look at being everything he wants and needs. Narcissistic women have charm, but they also know how to make guys get hooked by inciting the protector within men. She has the perfect blend of look after me and love me and you need me and want me going on. She's an expert at working out what womanly role to play practically as well as sexually and emotionally for him. Does he want a woman with the smarts to help him with his business? Does he need a woman to help look after his children while he is busy working? Does he love certain styles of cooking? The narcissistic female, the men do this too, find out what you want and need to improve your life and start providing it, will morph into whatever persona to become exact everything you need or want her to be and do. Most narcissistic women will embrace and improve your life by fitting into any role you need with devotion, support, and adoration. And it's likely as a hostess she excels. She looks good, smells good, is superbly confident and charming. She is thoughtful, considerate, a good conversationalist, and attentive to people. Your family, friends, and work colleagues love her. So is it any wonder that you think your dreams to make your life incredible on all levels have been answered? How could this woman be so perfect? Little do many men know that when a narcissistic woman is setting up her security, lifestyle, and materialistic entitlements via a partner, she will go to some pretty incredible lengths to secure it. So let's have a look at what happens when the cracks start appearing. As time goes on, the little wonderful and supportive niceties may take a turn for the more serious. Falling pregnant is a distinct possibility, and it is likely that she will back away from working and start contributing financially less and less, pregnant or not. Now, rather than supporting you in your life, she is doing what she wants that has nothing to do with you and spending more and more of your money. She will have all sorts of excuses about how she is not fulfilled in her work life, how it has been all about how she supported you in your life, and now it's your turn to support her. Some narcissistic women may actually be married to their professions because it grants them copious amounts of narcissistic supply, and in that case, the above may differ, even though she will still feel entitled to your money. Many men with narcissistic women try to make them happy, paying money for this course or that course, or try to help her start her own business, hoping that his beloved will find something that sets her heart on fire. But really what he hasn't realized is she is a professional parasite, a bottomless pit who can never be made happy no matter what he gives her. And she will often be telling him what it is that he is or isn't giving her that is wrong. She will find fault with him in so many ways. She will chastise him for doing things wrong and then for not doing things at all. She will charm, flatter, and offer herself up sexually to get what she wants and punish him mercilessly when her unrealistic, narcissistic, entitled expectations are not met. She will throw in his face what other men do for their women and try to get him to compete with that. She will start fights with him on a hairline trigger, performing out-of-bounds behavior that can escalate to name-calling, throwing things, hitting, screeching off in the car, or other assorted dramatic events with little or no care for worrying about children being exposed to this. Before important meetings or events in his life, she may keep him up all night arguing. She will emasculate him by regularly discrediting and ridiculing his ideas, suggestions, opinions, and needs. She may attack his sexuality verbally. She will put him down in front of the children to bring them over to her side and have them as her allies. She is uber sensitive to any little act that he does that is disrespectful to her in her eyes. It is likely she will be accusatory, distrustful, insecure, and even accuse him point blank of terrible things. She will demonize people and things that take his attention away from her. She may flirt outrageously with other men or say or do things to make him feel insecure and jealous. She will have regular dislikes of people, judge them, distrust them, have fallouts, and tell him how other people are jealous of her and are out to undermine her. Totally contrary to how she behaved at the beginning when she was fully supportive of her partner's dreams and aspirations, she now minimalizes and demeans them. Any decisions he makes to do with their life, money, home, or the children without her permission are met with hostility and anger, yet she does not have any concept of playing team herself. So let's just understand with all of the above, narcissistic men behave the same way. Narcissism is narcissism. Okay, so when he tries to pull away from her, if her partner starts wising up and tries to pull away from her, she is capable of playing the emotional female card, blaming her emotions and behavior on hormones or PMS. She's capable of lying and manipulating, like all narcissists are, because like all narcissists, the end justifies the means. She is so disordered and unhinged internally that she actually believes her own propaganda. She refuses to take responsibility for abusive behavior, be accountable or acknowledge his feelings, except when he is going to leave her or she wants something. And then the accountability, even if forthcoming, never holds. She is entitled. She is the victim. She is the one who's been wronged, no matter how outrageous that is. She, like all narcissists, has a terrible, broken, selfish, pathological, childish persona controlling her emotions. And she is capable of all sorts to get even, make his life difficult, and try to make him bend to her will, which is her skewered version of the world, meaning he has to pay for what he has done and he needs to hand over as much of what is his to her as what she wants. Narcissistic women are capable of using sex, guilt, helplessness, false alarms requiring his help, faking pregnancies and/or miscarriages to get his attention. And if he doesn't come running to her, she may turn to good old abuse by proxy. Male narcissists do this too. File false claims with police and slam him with all sorts of allegations, which she has masterfully crafted to authorities and his boss. She will use any evidence she has against him to turn his life into a living hell. She will also punish him as much as possible with using the children as pawns, just like narcissistic men often do. If she ended the relationship before he left her, she will endeavor to replace him and move on without a backward glance. And she will try to ensure the best child support deal she can muster. She believes she is entitled to what is his indefinitely. So let's have a look at this section, which is narcissistic women and children. Narcissistic women may appear to care for and love her children more than most narcissistic men. But the truth is a narcissist does not love themselves and is therefore not capable of loving anyone healthily, not even their own children. Narcissistic women tend to be more attached to their children because women are usually the caregivers of children. Like all narcissists, her children are likely to be an extension of self, and a narcissistic woman's influence on her children is impactful. Children to a narcissistic woman may be engulfed as a source of narcissistic supply, or if she feels they don't measure up in her eyes or are not compliant enough to hand over narcissistic supply, which is the attention, recognition, significance, and unwavering adoration that she demands, then she will project her unappeased ego self onto them in the form of criticism and punishment. Often the narcissistic woman uses the outlet of her children as a dump master for her internal shattered self because they are defenseless targets. Or her pathological selfishness may cause her to ensure caretakers and even slaves for her life as she attempts to create bonds and dependencies that are convoluted, complicated, and forged on guilt and obligation. The withholding and then dispensing her version of love is a way to cement these ties. Most definitely, healing from a narcissistic parent, and specifically a narcissistic mother, is essential in order to form and sustain healthy adult relationships in the future. Sadly, until people do, if they are not someone suffering from narcissistic personality disorder, and instead have taken on the codependent role in relationships, if I please you, you might love me. It is very, very likely that the unhealed traumas from children will re-present in future relationships over and over until healed. And, of course, if somebody has narcissistic personality disorder, then they're not going to heal it. Many people within this community who are NARC members have successfully worked through that inner childhood trauma and been released into healthy relationships within themselves and with other healthy adults as a result of working with the NARC program. So let's have a look at healthy relationships versus narcissistic ones. It's important for us men and women alike, because we are all in this together, to understand that all love partners can have issues, just as we have. And it is in fact very true that the greatest growth opportunities we will ever have is relationship, where people bring up in us the stuff we need to heal and vice versa. However, when we are doing relationship with a narcissistic personality who has a terrible lack of self-awareness and who operates in nasty, spoiled, entitled, conscienceless ways, and when this person is addicted to being angry, upset, and causing regular drama, and does not learn from the consequences of their behaviour, and we find ourselves being diminished piece by piece, something is terribly wrong. This is not the love experience our soul really desires at all. What this is telling us is we need to heal. We need to find out what has really been going on inside us unconsciously, keeping us attached to this, and heal it so that we can get on a completely different life trajectory. The following in regard to abusers is an epic understanding which changes your life forever, and I really want to share this with you. We can't change them, fix it, or force them to behave differently in order for our life to start going right. But we can do the one thing that narcissists will never do. It is the one thing that not only distinguishes us being wounded ourselves from a narcissist, it is also the one thing that removes us from their energy field and sets our life on a trajectory where narcissism doesn't exist. It is the one thing that also finally frees us from all the pain, symptoms, and trauma of abuse. This. We can take personal responsibility as adults to be the generative source of our own experience. Meaning this, we can self-partner, come inside and meet ourselves and unravel, solve, and heal the original or ancestral wounding within us which has made us susceptible and hooked to these people. We can stop the patterns that have been handed down generation to generation. Then, when we have done that, we can break away and rebuild our lives from the losses. In fact, we are free to experience life at a level we were never able to do before we were abused. I promise you, this is the truth. This is the healing for real work that I love helping people connect to, men and women who have suffered any type of narcissistic abuse. And I have the absolute joy every day of hearing people's excitement, wonder, hope, and life force flooding back to them as a result of working with the NARP program. And thankfully, after years or even decades of terrible trauma, many people are finding this shift within months or even weeks of getting started. Gentlemen, please know this community welcomes you with open arms. We have wonderful male NARP members as well as guy moderators in the NARP forum. So I hope that everybody, I hope that you, whoever you are, has related to this radio show in some way, whether or not you're a heterosexual man, man or woman, or you're a member of the gay community as a female or male. And I would love you to come over to the blog and join in on this and all of the conversation that we're going to be having about female narcissists. So please come to blog.melanietoniaevans.com and I really look forward to seeing you there. So until the next show, lots of love. Bye-bye.